car, been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And back again for more. Welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Talking to you this hour a little bit about volatility. We didn't get to it in a previous hour, so I would like to bring this up with the professor here and talk about this. Volatility. And perhaps we'll hear from our buddy Mark Scalzo here coming up at the bottom of the hour at some point. But talking about this because it's a word that can, I think, sometimes scare people. Professor Plum? Maybe not people who, you know, don't have to access their portfolios right away. But even some of those people just don't like seeing volatility up. They don't mind the up, but they don't like the up and down. Especially the down part of it. And they look at volatility as something to be completely avoided, yet at the same time, you have to understand that volatility is going to happen no matter what. And so I think what we need to talk about here in just a moment is, first of all, when we say volatility, what are we talking about, number one? And number two, what do you do about it? Do you do anything about it? I brought this up last hour.
Can you predict it?
Well, yeah, can you predict it? Well, I can predict that there will be, sure.
It's one thing we're pretty sure about.
In fact, I'm going to make this bold prediction now that we're going to see some volatility over the next 2-3 years.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing? And as John mentioned in the first hour of the show, how you look at that volatility depends on where you are on your investment cycle, where you are with your portfolio.
Uh-huh.
A 25-year-old will look at volatility and want something dramatically different out of the market in the next 3, 4, 5 years than somebody who is 65 years old. How do we take two completely different sets of goals with one market and still get results that we both want, whether you're the 25-year-old or the 65, 75-year-old? The volatility of the markets are going to be the same regardless of how old you are. It's how you react to it or how you plan for it.
Yeah, you've seen and I've seen certainly people who react to volatility by trying to jump in and jump out. You know, as soon as it starts to head downward, we're going to jump out. Oh, wait, it wasn't down. Okay, I guess I'm going to jump back in. Oh, wait, was it? I don't know. Is this a long-term thing? Maybe I should wait it out for a little while. That kind of stuff, hey, fool's game, folks. We're going to talk about this coming up in just a moment. And I want to remind you this is also a call-in show, so if you've got money questions of any kind, whether it's on this or some of the other topics that we've talked about today, Social Security, questions on limited liability companies, also Medicare, whatever it happens to be, we have the lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637, room on the phones for you to call right now. And we'll talk to you just as quickly as we can. Also, emails, we'll get to a few more of those. We did one or two last hour. WealthEd.com, our website, WealthEd.com. And go to the link that says Find Your Answer. And you can get a lot of answers there, I would suggest, at WealthEd.com. You can also reach Professor Plum, any Lucia Capital Group advisor there. Or if you want, you can just give them a call at the off-air number. They've set this up for you. 800-644-1150 is the number just for you folks watching and listening. If you own a back office, a channel to the back office, that's it. 800-644-1150. You just give them a call and say, I heard these guys talking on the air. I want a little more information about this or that. Or I'd like to maybe have somebody review my strategy for me. Or I don't have a strategy. Maybe you got something. They talk to people every single day. They talk to hundreds of people, thousands of people throughout the year, and they'll be happy to talk to you as well. 800-644-1150. In fact, Professor Plum's going to be talking to folks. I want to remind you, in Las Vegas, 2 days worth. 2 days, totally full. Professor Plum, your calendar, your dance card is full.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be kicking it in Las Vegas, suppose, as much as you can. In Las Vegas, as much as you can, working and meeting all day with people for two full days. This Thursday and Friday, and I'm going to remind you folks in Las Vegas, and I'm sure they'll send out a reminder as well, but Las Vegas has been booked up for probably the better part of a month. So I should also mention as well that after the first of the year, I believe you'll be coming back to Las Vegas. I don't know the dates yet, but sometime, I'm guessing in February, but I don't know for sure. South Florida is another location. Portland, potentially Minneapolis, although that hasn't been worked out yet. Anyway, a few different locations. So be looking at WealthEd.com as we get the information. We'll let you know here on this program and at WealthEd.com, and it'll be your chance to sign up. Probably after the holidays, though, which are technically just about here. I was at the mall yesterday. They already had the Christmas tree up, the gigantic Christmas tree in the middle.
It's after Halloween.
Yeah, I guess. All right. I know it's almost getting trite now to wonder about that. Not a Christmas tree. I didn't see Santa Claus. So if I saw Santa Claus,
until Thanksgiving.
I would think, but I don't know. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back in. Let's see. When is Thanksgiving? It's another what? It's a week from Thursday.
9 days.
Yeah, it's about 10 days. So I'm going to go back maybe this weekend. And if Santa is there already, then I think maybe I have a case to complain. Too early.
You're a crotchety old man anyway. You can complain anyway. Get off my lawn.
That may be me. Anyway, that doesn't mean anything. Well, what I'm telling you is we'll have much more coming up after the holidays are over. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number. Talking about volatility here, and I'll bring this up a little bit later on as well. But here's something that I noticed, and we talked about last week, and Mark Scalzo brought this again to my attention. But they've been keeping an eye on the markets there, the investment half of this program, the Mark Scalzo and team portion, who and they made this note to me. They said the S&P 500 broke a record this week, meaning last week. I got this on Friday. Last week, when it experienced its first 12-month period in history without experiencing a 3% pullback.
So over the last 12 months, we have not had a... From a point 3% down, it's gone maybe 2% down, but then come back and gone higher, then another 2% down. So it's been,
most it's gone down is 2%.
Yeah, a little over 2, maybe. Wow.
Two points.
That's
something.
Not too bad.
Well, it's not too bad if you're.
Maybe that's an upward market.
If you've been putting money in and you're watching your portfolio grow, it's a nice thing to see. Now, he also mentioned, and by the way, it's the first time in history, according to Mark. The VIX that we talked about before, the volatility index, all right? I mean, this sounds technical, but it's not. It hit a record low last week on a 12-month rolling average basis. So when we talk about VIX, volatility, Professor Plum, volatility seems to be at an all-time low.
Right, we've been pretty much just kind of traveling along on a little bit of an upward trajectory for a while now.
Yeah, okay, so if volatility is low...
That can make people get afraid. The longer it goes low, it's like building up pressure maybe bust out one way or the other.
Exactly.
Which way is it going to go?
It's like it's like watching a coin flip. You know, if you have low volatility on a coin flip, you're going to be seeing heads one or the other come up maybe 8, 9, 10 times in a row.
So yeah, but the fact that you've flipped heads 8 times in a row. Your odds of heads or tails on the next flip are still 50-50.
No, I understand, but people start to get nervous. They start to think, oh, wait a minute now, what's going on?
Or is this a double-headed coin that you're cheating?
Well, let's pretend like you're not.
The conspiracy theorists are at...
So, yeah, well, okay, so volatility. You know, anything could happen, Professor Plum. Anything at all could happen. Well, but if you're about to retire, you're thinking, I don't think I want to see volatility.
Volatility is... an accepted norm. The one thing we are pretty comfortable with that's going to happen is that the markets are going to be somewhat volatile. Lately, they haven't been tremendously volatile, but that may only be a short period of time. But volatility is what the markets are all about. They go up and they go down. And now, whether you are going to react to that, plan for it, manage it, take it to your advantage, that's up to you. But nothing you do can change what the market's going to do. The market's going to do what it does, whether you like it or not. So you better well like it and find a way to make it work for you. For somebody who's retired, that means don't have the money you need to spend next month in the market, next year. Have some other source of capital. If you're 25 years old, use that volatility to your advantage. Keep buying, and keep buying over and over as much as you can afford to buy, and build up a net worth so that over time, one thing so far in history that we've always seen is, while we've had significant volatility, both to the upside and both to the, and then to the downside, so far, the markets have always recovered. And so if we want to go back on history terms, which is not a good indicator of future results, we know that, you're going to recover. If the market crashes tomorrow, next week, this next year, how are you going to react to it? If it's money you need to spend next year, the following year, the year after, that's a problem. If it's money you don't need to spend for some longer period of time,
15 years,
it may or may not be a problem depending upon how long it takes the market to recover.
And by the way, how well diversified you are. Well, I think we're what we're talking about is somebody who's not invested in three stocks.
Well, that's why people will say, well, I'm just going to invest in the S&P. Well, the S&P has been nice the last year or so. Wasn't so nice 2 years ago. You know, it has its moments. You want to be diversified, but you also want to have an appropriate time horizon. You need both aspects to guard against downtrends that
exactly.
are going to affect you. They're going to happen.
Volatility
Don't
creates,
let it affect you.
That's right. Volatility creates opportunity if you happen to be prepared as an investor. And by the way, no volatility can be risky. All right, 877-PLANNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here till the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, here to answer your questions, emails, phone calls, whatever it happens to be, and address some of the concerns that I think are most pressing to you, especially as you approach retirement. I said before the break that volatility creates opportunity,
okay.
I think, if you're prepared. You had said if you're young, you're 25, you're 30, you got a long time until retirement. You're 30 years away or 40 years, whatever it happens to be. The idea is to use volatility to your advantage. And what we're talking about, Professor Plum, it has to do with just continuing to dollar cost average into the market. Good times, bad times, it doesn't matter.
Right, the 2008 downturn, a lot of people just panicked about. I saw it as an opportunity for me to accumulate as much as I possibly could while the market was lower. Yeah, I had 15 years or more before I was expecting to retire. I was fairly confident that I would not lose my job. And so I was able to just look at that downturn, which was unfortunate for a lot of people, but it helped me accumulate shares at a fairly low price, whether it be shares in the U.S. market, the international market, whatever. Everything was pretty much down in 2008, 2009, and I was able to try to scoop up as much of it as I could afford to scoop up and then ride the wave higher as the markets recovered. And so you have to, but I had that time horizon that allowed me to do that. If I did not have that time horizon, or if I had lost my job during that period of time, which unfortunately a lot of people did, and I was then relying on those assets that had just dropped 30, 40%, that was a problem, a serious, significant problem to the overall portfolio. Not only did you watch it go down on paper, you watched it go down in real terms because you sold out at the bottom because you had to. Now, some people did because they just felt like they needed to keep from losing it all. And it's unfortunately, that's we need to learn these types of things about ourselves before we go through a downturn like that. Some people have learned a lot about themselves over the years and found out that they can't handle volatility like that. So we have to look at what is it that's going to happen in the market. Could go up, could go down. How are you going to feel about both sides of that?
So what should the person have done, Professor Plum, who had lost their job in 2008 and they wound up having to sell securities that were down because they needed the money? Now, is there a way they could have been prepared for this?
You can't really prepare for it, but if you've got a job where you're worried about losing your job, where it's not, you don't work for the government, you don't have a super stable work environment, where maybe the business is in an area that downturns in the economy could have serious issues with your employment, you probably need to have a bigger emergency fund, a bigger slush fund than somebody who works in a position that they're not worried about losing their job. I was speaking to somebody the other day that was working for the government. He goes, yeah, through the downturn, I just kept getting my checks because I work for the government. I didn't worry about it. Didn't sell. So there are different types of employment out there. So when you have that, we talk about a retiree needing 15 years worth of income or 7 years worth of income on the sidelines to avoid having to sell into a market. If you're in a position where it's a job issue, how long might it take you to get another job if you lost the job you're in now? Maybe it takes you a year. So if you thought about a year, maybe you want 2 years worth of slush money on the sides or availability of capital to avoid selling when the market's down. So you have to then structure your life around your life. How is it that you are set up financially? And you may have to give up. And this is the problem. People don't like giving up the upside. They don't. It's that greed chromosome inside of us. We like that positive volatility. We like seeing our portfolios go higher. We don't like seeing sitting in cash or something safe.
Because you missed the opportunity while it was going up.
And then when the markets go down, we don't necessarily want to buy in at that point because, hey, it could go lower, right? It's just unfortunate that it happens. And it doesn't happen to all of us. It happens to some people. It's kind of like fickle finger of fate. Who's going to lose their job at this? Some people who thought they had very secure jobs, unfortunately, that lost their jobs. And so it's very, very difficult to protect against. Now, where are you going to get the money come from if you lose your job and you can't retire yet? You're 40 and you lose your job. You got to have some source of capital to be able to do it. Not as much as somebody who's 65 and looking to retire. But it's all about, we know the volatility is going to be there. We know the markets are going to be up and they're going to be down. And we also know Murphy's Law says it's going to be down when I least need it to be down. So how do we protect ourselves? So when we're looking at that, there's a protection aspect of it. But on the other side, we know that it's going to go up and down. How do we take advantage of it? We buy in when the markets are down. We buy in when the markets are high, too. This comes back to time horizon. So there's two ways to look at that. You either dollar cost average into it, and you have a long-term time horizon, and you forget about it. Or you value average into it. You sell when the market's higher than expected. You buy when the market's lower than expected. Now, that wouldn't have worked very well over the last year. As John was just saying, that we haven't had even a 3% drawdown over the last 12 months. So you've been sitting on the sidelines for a long time waiting to get in, and it just hasn't been. People will sit on the sidelines and say, I'm just waiting for the market to crash. Then I'm going to get in. Well, sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. So that's, again, a timing issue.
Yeah.
That can help at times and hurt at times. Time is one of the mitigating factors so far, but timing is tough. Now, I've also noticed some people that say they're going to get in the market when it crashes, so they've been waiting a long time. The longer they wait, the more they need it to crash, the more they need it to crash.
It feeds on itself.
If it does crash as much as they need it to crash, then they're too afraid to get in because they think it's going to go to zero. Or it's going to go down a little bit tomorrow. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till next month to get in. And by the time they wait and they finally decide to get in, it's already come back up 15-20%. They missed the bottom again. Well, now I can't afford to get in. It's already up again. It's a vicious cycle that a lot of people let the markets put themselves through. Take control of your own life.
Yeah.
Understand what's going on.
You have to understand that volatility is going to happen. The markets are going to go up and the markets are going to go down. But it's not going to protect you necessarily. It's not going to help you from a volatility standpoint if you've got 2 years until you retire and you have all your money sitting in the S&P 500 index or whatever it is, and you know that once you retire, you're going to figure, well, I'm just going to start taking money out of this portfolio. It's been nice for the last 8 or 9 or 10 years, and I'm just going to start reversing the direction of the money.
Now, most people realize when they're 2 years out from retirement that they shouldn't be 100% equities. And the S&P 500 is obviously the 500 stocks equities. So they pair back to a 60-40 mix or a 50-50 or some balanced portfolio or target date portfolio that is some diversified, more conservative by historical measures. But that doesn't mean that it can't go down. It just means that the swings might not be as high or low, but they can be down. I mean, if we look back at 2008, I think the average balanced portfolio was down over 20-25%. If you were a 60-40, 50-50 investor in 2007 and you were drawing money out of your portfolio, in 2008 and 2009, even in 2010, you were drawing money out of a much smaller portfolio. So what do you do? Don't do just that. That's the wrong strategy, for one thing.
Yeah, it's the wrong strategy, and we talk about using volatility to your advantage when you're putting money into, you say, your 401k, dollar cost averaging into the markets. When you're taking money out, it's a whole different story. Volatility can hurt you. Big time. All right, we're going to take a break. 877-PLANNER, if you've got questions on any of this stuff or anything else. 877-PLA-NNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't gonna watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Yeah, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Mark Scalzo here, Chief Investment Officer for Lucia Capital Management. Mark and his team huddle together every single day. I don't even give credit to your team. I should probably do that every once in a while.
We'll bring some of them on in various times.
Awesome. Well, you know, Ian and Chris and Zach and Tom.
We just did Aaron commentary, Rosen. Which...
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, out. It was featured, I think it featured all, there were four or five of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, you guys work as a team back there, and you make certain recommendations and say, here's what
we
I think.
My job is kind of herd all the cats. You know, that's my job.
To make sure they're staying in line. Now, we talked last week, Mark, about the without getting too technical, because I don't want, you know, some people don't understand, and I don't even understand. It's very technical stuff you get into. But we talked about this whole idea of volatility, and we've been talking about it with Professor Plum here for the last hour. Volatility index, the VIX. As they say, it said it's according to this, and this I guess came from Bespoke, which is this. They do an analysis of the markets, this quantitative analysis.
Yeah, I don't want to misspeak about what they are, but they do a lot of technical analysis.
They do a lot
of economic analysis, and they sort of put it out there for institutions.
Okay, so they mentioned the S&P 500 broke a record last week when it experienced its first 12-month period in history without experiencing a 3% pullback. They also said the volatility index, the VIX, for the S&P 500 also hit a record low last week on a 12-month rolling average basis. Now, when you hear something like that, that their volatility is low, Mark Scalzo, and first time in history where the S&P has not experienced a 3% pullback over a 12-month period, which I guess we just had, what does that say to you as far as somebody who deals with, you know, portfolios and all that? I mean, does this change anything for you?
I mean, certainly the longer where you can quote statistics like that, you know, that it's the longest ever, the more nervous people in the market get, the more nervous people that have been around a long time and have never seen anything like this before, they will start to position their portfolios in a way that's very, very defensive. Now, they have been doing that. and I wrote about it in my commentary a little bit about, you know, the fact that, you know, maybe people are talking their own books. They come on, they talk about, you know, the market's just about to go down. It can't go any higher from here. And it just so happens that they're positioned net short, expecting markets to go down, and they come on these you know,
to scare people,
which they're really not supposed to do, by the way. That's a violation of certain ethics rules. But anyway,
they can talk in general about.
But I mean, we know that's what they're really doing. But yes,
you know, not everyone. I'm not. But certainly there is some of that going on. So, you know, it's just impossible to tell the timing, right? And there will be a pullback. Again, as we mentioned before, we don't expect. Given the probabilities about recessions, which are very low, we don't expect any kind of market crash or, you know, kind of bear market in general. But what we've kind of had is this rotating bear market in different sectors. You know, we've had, I mean, look at retail. Look at the retail sector of consumer discretionary.
Yeah.
Not consumer discretionary overall, but it's not done that well. But retail's gotten, you know, is in a bear market. You know, I mean, anything from a company like, you know, Macy's to, you know, anybody essentially that's competing with Amazon on any basis is really gotten hit pretty hard. So I just use that as an example to say that what seems to be happening is sort of these waves of concern move through these different sectors. And then what people are doing, they're kind of just rotating to the next story sector, quote unquote. Technology for a while. Now, sort of over the last week or so, consumer staples seem to be coming back, even though I think long term there's some real challenges there, for my own opinion.
Right.
But for whatever reason, maybe they've, you know, underperformed in the short run. And, you know, so there's all this stuff that's always going on behind the scenes. But I think this rotational aspect to the market has kind of allowed the market to kind of go sideways or grind a little higher as we're getting sort of these positive economic data and earnings, you know. So, you know, it's kind of bubbling under the surface in different areas. There's quite a bit of volatility, right? It's just overall, and, you know, when you measure something like volatility of the S&P, there
is. Sure.
So
little pockets of volatility, great volatility in certain sections, but when you put it all together, it doesn't necessarily spell volatility for the overall market.
But if you've been around a long time, you're a technical trader, these kinds of statistics worry you. When you can say, I've never seen this before. You know, I've been on the floor for 40 years, and I've never seen a period of time where, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, while I think you can say, for instance, relative to the equity markets, and I've said it before, you got to be careful. You know, it's a market. The indice is a basket of stocks that each has an underlying valuation.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
So it's hard to talk about the value overall of an index. But it, you know, by any measure, you could say things are fully valued, or you know, I don't think they're extremely valued. You know, we're talking about, as we said a couple weeks ago, we're talking about maybe being, you know, 15% or 20% or 25% above the historical average, but not like with bonds where we're at 90%.
Right. So there's a whole average. That's a whole different attitude.
Yeah. So anyway, I wouldn't say stocks are cheap by any means, but there certainly are stocks that you could find, you know, as we do find to put in our portfolios, that have great growth characteristics, that have tremendous cash flow characteristics, and that aren't expensive.
You know, so the Fed,
there's always an opportunity.
You've talked about the Fed many times, and there's a pretty darn good chance they're going to be raising rates again, 25 basis points here, and when they meet in December. The next time, for the last time of the year, they talked before about normalizing monetary policy. First of all, what do they mean when they say something like that? Have you heard them say that?
Sure. Well, I mean, over the last 8 years or 8.5 years, it's been they've been providing as much liquidity as the market could ever desire. And that's not normal policy. They've been sort of in crisis mode policy.
In other words, right? Easing off on the...
easing off, but buying bonds...
Yeah.
To provide, you know, as much liquidity, you know, we'll buy the bonds. If no one else will buy the bonds, we'll buy the bonds.
Yeah.
Just keep issuing them, you know, keep borrowing money to try to grow, get asset prices to go higher. We'll support that all day long.
Right, which they can do.
And so they have gone several steps beyond what had been 10 years ago considered normal monetary policy, which largely would have involved just managing interest rates or managing the discount rate. So, yes, they're still, you know, now we have a $4.6 trillion balance sheet. Although it was actually pretty cool to see, if you look at the statistics and you see how the balance sheet each month had grown, and then it had not grown for a while, and now we actually see the negatives happening. So they're shrinking. They're starting to shrink the balance sheet.
In other words, the bonds they're holding themselves,
And they're selling them in
right.
the market.
Yeah, they're issuing them out.
Right, and they're managing that very carefully.
So that's what they're doing is trying to make it maybe a little bit more normal. Now my question along those lines is, is this lack of volatility in any way related to what they're doing?
Well, historically, I think it has been for sure. You know, when you're talking about the Fed, you know, trying to get to lift all boats at the same time, you know, through a rising tide by making asset prices go higher. Yes, I think there's a massive tailwind to, you know, to almost every asset class, right? But now, when you start to pull that away and we start to let the market again decide what the value of prices or basically to have price discovery determined by actual buyers and sellers in the market rather by some kind of Fed-induced drunken stupor, right? then I think we'll get to the point where we'll see more volatility because everybody has a different opinion, right? Some people think bonds are going much lower from here.
Oh, really?
Some people think they're going much higher. So it's when you see that kind of difference, then what you see is volatility. Right now, there wasn't a big disparity of opinion because if you had the Fed behind it the whole time,
you knew what was going to happen.
You can't fight it.
Right.
You've heard don't fight the Fed, right? You've heard that, and it would be silly for you to have a stance that was different from that in that kind of environment. But now, as the Fed backs away, as they become more normal, quote-unquote, participants in the market, then we're going to see, we expect to see more volatility. We're not crazy, ridiculous volatility, but just more normal volatility. Instead of being, I think you quoted some number like 11, the VIX being an 11 or 12.
Yeah, whatever it was, I don't know.
And it's kind of gone up over the last couple of weeks a little bit, but maybe it goes to 15, but that would be totally normal, quote-unquote, for what we would expect relative to history.
Yeah. All right. Well, people...
But it may feel weird. It may feel weird when we've got GE today, cut its dividend down 8%. It feels weird to have GE be down 8%, regardless of the circumstances, right?
Yeah. Anything down.
Well, because nothing was down 8%.
That's it.
Over the last... especially a company of that size. So.
Strange thing. GE, they're a fairly large company, are they?
Yes, they are. Not as large as they used to be.
No. Well, no, they're not. Okay. I'm going to take a break. A couple more questions here from Mark. All right. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer at Lucia Capital Management, here to talk a little bit more. When we come back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What's this instrument? I don't know what that is. It's not a... I don't know what it's supposed to sound like. I could never quite figure out what that was.
He did it exactly the way he wanted it to sound.
Yeah. Johnny Dean, 877-PLANNER. We don't have a lot of time here with Mark Scalzo, Chief Investment Officer. You brought something up before the break, Mark. You keep an eye on this stuff all the time. GE. We don't talk individual stocks. We don't do buy, sell, hold here. But you brought it up. The stock, which is down, you said 8%, at least as of
when
right
it
now, today, because in response, I assume, to the fact that they said they're going to cut their dividend in half.
Yes.
So what does this mean? You know, why a company is obviously going to cut their dividend because it's eating into, you know, profits. What causes them to do that? How bad do things have to be at a company before they start doing that?
Very bad. I mean, I think I don't want to, again, I'm not making some kind of recommendation about
the way. Yeah, it's we are
but,
not.
But think about the negative reaction that the market has to a dividend cut. I mean, the reaction is so negative on the downside relative to a dividend increase on the upside.
Yeah.
That you will do a lot of things. You will resist for a long time, even if from a financial health standpoint you should be reducing your dividend. Generally, dividends don't go down. They only go up. Okay? So you might delay increasing your dividend for a while, and then you'll jump through a bunch of financial hoops to not have to decrease your dividend for a while. And then at some point, new management comes in, like what's happened at GE, and they decide, well, in order, we basically got to reset the bar. Right, and we'll take our pain. It, you know, essentially didn't happen on our watch, kind of thing. And you know, we'll reset the bar and we'll go forward from here. Because technically, they could borrow more, you know, and continue to try to make this work somehow until their businesses recover. But it's very when the market kind of sniffs that out and they lose confidence
then it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then they have to cut the dividend.
Right, it's going
to
happen anyway.
More debt, price,
because the stock's going to go down anyway.
Companies will take a portion of their profits, and they will pay it out, some companies, and pay it out in the form of a dividend to their shareholders. And that's what GE has been doing. And a lot of the older companies do that. I've had questions. I was going to ask you the same thing. You know, what would cause a company to even want to pay a dividend to shareholders? Does it make their stock more attractive?
Well, I mean, yes, it does in some ways, right? Because, well, first of all, there are certain strategies that can't even own a stock unless it pays a dividend for various reasons. There's some valuation models called that they use sort of these what they're called dividend discount models, where they're basically forecasting the future dividend, and then they estimate the price target based on that dividend.
Okay.
So obviously, if there's no dividend, you can't use a dividend discount model.
Yes.
Because you have nothing, no dollars to discount. And grow over time. So, you know, there are strategies where if there isn't a dividend, you can't even buy it into the strategy. So, yes, it does make it more attractive because now you're part of a larger sort of investment universe that you can be considered for. But absent that, you know, companies do well. They want to demonstrate their ability to generate consistent earnings over time, very high-quality earnings. So one of the ways they do that is by paying a dividend, returning some dollars of usually income, hopefully, of current income to their shareholders. And there's a couple of things, a couple aspects to that. I mean, one of the things we worry about and we look at is how much of the current income is being paid out to fund the dividend, right? Because what you don't want to see is that, you know, you've got a very small percentage of current income that funding the dividend. Because that's going to mean that they're going to have to get the cash to fund that dividend.
In other words, if they have a dollar of profit, but they're paying out, what?
$3 of dividends?
Yeah, that would be an extreme example. That would be an extreme example. But yes, then where else, if they're not getting, then basically in that example, they would only be getting a third of their of the dollars for their distribution from their current income. And it's not usually income's accrual and you have to adjust back to the cash, you know, to a cash methodology. But forgetting all of that complexity, you know, simplistically, you can say that only a third of their dividend is being paid for by their current income.
In this hypothetical example,
they have to get the rest of the income from
They have to reduce what they spend on capital expenditures, new plants and equipment. They have to borrow potentially to fund
all to pay a dividend. And that's their choice to do that.
Well, and once you pay a dividend, it's very hard not to pay a dividend.
Because if you start cutting it, something happened. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, there is a momentum. In fact, there are dividend strategies that sort of take advantage of this notion that you know, generally dividends, for the most part, only go one way. And that is that they're almost always increased, if at all. If you have any circumstance, there's a much higher prevalence of them being increased, even in the face of deteriorating financial results. And I can name a few companies, but I won't, you know, because we follow that pretty closely. And what we want to see is as much as possible of the income covering the current income, covering the dividend, than covering the dividend.
Of course.
We like to see a circumstance where they're earning a dollar and they're paying out 50 cents. Right?
Sure.
Wow, they can basically lose half their income and still pay their dividend. Not that it would work out that way, but not that they would decide to do it that way. But that gives you a lot more comfort that dividend is very secure. And so, you know, there is this momentum to having the dividend either stay where it's at or grow over time. Even if for a while the financial results of the company don't really match up to, you know, increasing a dividend. So in other words, you see circumstances where earnings are shrinking and dividends are increasing. And then you ask yourself, well, where can that possibly come from? Well, debt. They're basically saying we're going to not invest in the business, so I'm not going to get the future growth that I thought I would get.
You have to keep an eye on that.
So there
kind
are sort of
stuff.
Some financial engineering that can be done underneath, you know, that you kind of have to look into the financial statements to see.
To make sure they keep paying their dividend.
That would make you be a little bit less comfortable.
So you look at this stuff. We're about out of time, but you look at this stuff when you're considering certain things for portfolios, for clients.
Yes, correct. I mean, we want to see, if one of the reasons we're owning a stock is because of the dividend and because of the dividend history, We want to make sure that history is not sort of ephemeral. I mean, it's not just ephemeral, but it's not sort of a house of cards, right? It wasn't built. It wasn't built right. On a foundation that wasn't solid.
That's what you look
and
at.
That's on earnings,
and that's what this guy Mark and his team do for you. Mark, thank you very much. We will talk to you again. Fascinating stuff. If you want to talk to Professor Plum, who has access to Mark Scalzo and his team. You can give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum and Mark Scalzo, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.